Some residents say they have since cut their meals from 3 to 2 a day due to lack of money. One of the affected people is Endurance Takaeza of Majanga Heights in Sebab, who says they are living from hand to mouth.
It's difficult to survive in town because the cost of living is high. We can't afford having 3 to 4 meals per day. We delay taking our tea, then we have supper. Just because we can't afford it, there's no electricity, there's shortage of electricity. We have to buy firewood. We have to send our children to school, but they are being sent home by the heads because of economic hardships. Most people are not employed.
Another resident, Joyce Chiwara, says her family is surviving on less than $2 a day. Chiwara says she used to generate money through selling various goods on the streets of Masvingo, which was blocked by the city council following a directive from government ordering people to stop selling wares without permission from local authorities.
As the economic hardships continue, I cannot afford to buy food for more than $2. I can survive for less than $1 a day. This is because our economy is shrinking every day. I can only earn less than $2 per day. I've got bills to pay, water charges, hospital bills, school fees for the children. I cannot afford that because I can only raise $1 a day, and that dollar can only use to buy food.
Most residents say they are failing to get jobs due to the current harsh economic situation in Zimbabwe. Poverty Eradication Forum Trust, or PEFT, a Harare-based non-governmental organization, says it has carried a survey in Masvingo which revealed that 80% of local people cannot afford to buy adequate food for their families. PEFT programs coordinator Tafara Chiremba says urban poverty has reached alarming proportions in most cities and towns.
First of all, the Basic Needs Basket project is actually a tool that is very important to monitor the food and non-food prices. And the reason why we are doing that as an organization, we want to see how the cost of living is actually changing over time in different urban areas where we are also seeing that poverty is going up. And what we are actually getting is that despite the general stagnation of the basic needs basket, for example, in Masvingo, we are actually getting the basic needs basket around 512. There is a challenge in terms of accessing the income that should be available in a household to make sure that all the basic commodities are available in a family.
Local people say government should find a solution to the country's economic woes before the situation gets out of hand. Reporting for Studio 7 in Masvingo, this is Gandhi Maramba.